This is RSVNB Update, episode 600, the 2016 Clip Show. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the final act of 2016 RSVNB Update, the 2016 Clip Show, the podcast that some of you guys wait for the entire year to hear our screw-ups, our funny moments, and perhaps our moments that we just want to look back on and maybe remember fondly in some cases this year. I know I have one of those that you guys will be hearing at some point during this podcast. So hopefully you guys will have enjoyed that to ring in the new year 2017 whenever you're listening to this on New Year's Eve with your friends or New Year's Day. But back to do this grand special with me is Mr. Bistro. You'll know he was copiously absent last week for the quest that was entitled Sliske's Endgame, which... You know, you made a wise decision in saying that you couldn't be there on Wednesday, and considering the quest you had to do to catch up, I think you would have been questing for a good portion of your life leading up to that.
Yeah, I'm not going to say I didn't try, though. I really did.
And, I mean, it wasn't necessarily just that you didn't have the quest done. It was a time constraint, because you know, we are recording this in the week leading up to Christmas, and that is just so hectic. So, you guys heard the Sliske's Endgame podcast last week. You're hearing the Clip Show this week. And next week, assuming everything goes to plan, the production and the timing continues to work for us into the new year, you'll have a special on something that I've been wanting to bring to you guys for oh so long, something that RSVNB Update talks about every so often, and something that is so ingrained into our society that it really should have had a podcast about it by some point. So yeah, that's the tease for next week's episode.
Okay.
And I think you guys will like it, and hopefully it'll change some minds out there about various things and how we view society and how it can be used as a metaphor for society as a whole as it is right now. Mm-hmm. So.
But it won't change Shane's mind.
No, it's because my mind's already set in regards to that. So,
okay.
All right. So, Clip Show, for those of you guys who have not listened before, we go through the clips of the year. And this year we do have a pared down selection compared to what we have had previous years. But with that being said, there definitely was stuff that we wanted to highlight, and that's just what we're going to do. So first up, we started off the year in the middle of January. I took some time off, and you know, we started off with the winter update, Hattie and Skull, and then we moved over to Invention, the first RuneScape Elite skill that came out. Now, you know, we were going to do a bit of a discussion about this at some point in the future, but I'll just ask you right now, a year since Invention's been released, what do you think? Do you think it needed to be its own elite skill? Do you think it has a place in the game that's worthwhile?
I actually do think it has a place in the game, at least combat-wise. I don't think there's ever been an update that has made me want to do things I didn't want to do so much and actually end up enjoying doing it a little bit. And by that, I mean the fishing portion, which was a good portion of 2016 for me, unfortunately. But I think that it has a really good place, especially for combat. I know that's how the update ended up kind of shaping out to be in its later early days. But it's definitely worth it, and it adds a kind of more personal touch to the game that I think the game was lacking.
All right. Well, that leads us into our first clip. Normally, when we're setting up the show, we go through a rundown of our show notes, and I ask or I present a way that we're going to attack a certain update. And I did the exact same thing with Invention. And you guys, you were on this episode, actually, had some very insightful thoughts about how we should attack this. So without further ado, clip one of 2016. You guys are clear on the breakdown as to how we're going to attack this. I think that's the best way to go. If you guys want to throw anything else in, just let me know.
We'll attack it with lightsabers.
Oh, please.
Yes. Yes. He's got one. Yes.
Who has that?
That is awesome.
I had to do that to you at least once today, Shane.
You have a problem with lightsabers?
Yes. I mean, we have even a lightsaber pizza cutter that goes off every time we open or close the drawer. It's hilarious. So,
and that's a little beep you guys will hear when we're finished with that clip. So you just had to bring that in for the first episode of the year, didn't you?
Of course I did.
So, and that was your guys' bright idea, attack it with lightsabers. I assume you still have the pizza cutter, yes?
Oh, yes, of course.
Yeah, and you actually wanted us to do another one of those sounds with the lightsabers when we were actually preparing this, which I vetoed and which went for something else, so...
Unfortunately.
Yeah, see, you do have influence. You were having influence on this podcast even before you were co-host. So,
one day.
Anyways, next up is from episode 552 entitled In Joyful Inventioneering with myself, Colton, and King Kala, a.k.a. Patrick. And we had a clip on here where we're discussing how divination might tell us what's in store for the future. Are you going to come back for
the fun of it? Am I going to come back? Well, you never know. The future can hold many possible outcomes.
Yeah, the future is now.
What is your divination skill, Shane?
Divination.
Yeah, divination.
99.
Well, then you should know whether I'm going to come back or not, Shane. Can you not divine the future?
Okay, that's enough from you. That's enough from you. We're going to move on to the Invention Cosmetics if there's nothing else on this part of the update. That's King Kala Patrick with his puns. And, you know, I could tell, you could tell I was getting annoyed with them at that point because I just said, that's enough from you. And, you know, we've heard lots of those throughout the year and times he's been on the show. So, and, you know, you don't see them coming, but then, oh, they just hit you in the face right there. So, have you ever been able to use divination to tell the future?
No.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. All right. So, episode 553 saw our next clip, and this clip this episode with Colton, Dave, and myself saw the release of the Sliskay scoreboard as well as the Sliskellian pieces, and you were able to get a certain number of them each week. So each week you can gather 50 Sliskellian pieces. Yes? Hello?
Nothing. Yeah. Just clearing my throat.
Okay.
Sorry.
I take it you heard what that was there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that was just a slip of the tongue, and at the time of discussing that, I wasn't aware that was a reason for someone to feel the need to clear their throat about that because of the other meanings of the word fisty. So I was informed of that after the show, and that's why this is a clip for episode 553. Episode 553 also saw some weird things happening with the accents and, well, the ability for Microsoft's Xbox console to turn itself on. So let's just play this clip right now. India wanted to bring the... Oh, that's not good. That's not good. Hang on. We got to just take a pause here.
Ooh.
For some odd reason, I triggered...
Please don't. Sorry.
I triggered the Xbox, and the Xbox turned on.
Oh, okay. I thought you were about to say that we hadn't been recording.
Oh,
oh God. Oh, no.
I would have tried and hung out. No, just kidding.
Xbox turn off. Yes. Did I say the two words to turn it on?
I don't think so.
Oh, man. Maybe it's that Trust and Safety Council at work.
It knows.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Anyways, okay. To the top of Twitter or Facebook in India. Yeah. So for those of you guys who don't have an Xbox, basically, if you say the words Xbox and on, it will turn itself on at will. And we were discussing Facebook in India. And apparently, there's something in there that just made the Xbox turn itself on at that one point. And I didn't say the words, but you know that happened twice this year during the podcast. But
yeah, I wonder if that's still a thing, and I wonder if anyone is affected because of us now.
Well, I mean, it could be. I mean, there's all kinds of things. You know, Windows 10 has that feature now, and you can train Cortana to have voice recognition, so it only recognizes your voice, right? I've done that.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a commercial that is promoting the Microsoft Surface line of PCs. And every time, well, almost every time that comes on, I'd say it's 50-50, Cortana activates on my computer even though it's trained for my voice.
Oh, it's because it's the master voice.
Yeah.
The master voice, Shane.
Yeah, I guess I just sound very similar to that. But anyways.
Oh.
There is also one more clip from this episode, and it relates to Colton's cataloging of the food he eats. And I had a very, very good question for him. So we're just going to re-listen to this Pick of the Week segment right now. Once again, episode 553, Inventing a Dead Horse.
So, and if you're a person like me who eats like the same thing all the time, then it's really quick.
So why don't somebody come up with a bar that you can eat that just has everything that you need in it,
like for the whole day?
Yeah,
because that's if you were to condense all, first of all, that would be massive, because in terms of
not necessarily for the whole day, let's just say per meal.
Oh, okay. I think they do. I mean, meal ready to eat if you want to like live like an astronaut or
yeah,
something.
There you
I
go.
Mean they're not a bar, but they're in like those packs like army men have, and they're really condensed nutritional foods. So, I mean,
so how can we don't see that in the grocery stores then?
Because they're not exactly the most delectable of comestibles. Delectable
but shouldn't
comestibles.
Shouldn't it be, you know, utility and what's the word I'm looking for here? Nutrients over that?
If only that were the world we lived in, Shane, but food tastes good, and thus we seek what pleases our palates.
See, and I have this idea that somebody could take and create, you know, something that converts energy into the physical atoms that we require. You just plug yourself in at the end of the day, and there you go.
That's a little bit out there, Shane. A little bit too future techy for me.
All right.
I enjoy the ambition. I like to entertain that thought, but
I'd rather eat. I like eating. I enjoy the consumption process. So
I think it's very dangerous, actually.
Yeah, it's dangerous. That's why I have food scientists.
It's dangerous eating because it goes down the same, well, almost the same pipe that you breathe through. It's a horrible design, if you ask.
Have you had experience choking, Shane?
Yes.
I can tell.
See, so somewhere in the universe, and some black hole collided, you know, we put hand sandwiches in our electronics and we plug ourselves in before we go to bed. You know what I'm saying? So,
that
you know, it all is what it is.
Yeah. Instead of a juicer, it just like completely atomizes your, and then breaks it down into basic like carbon, nitrogen, hydrogen, oxygen.
Yes.
And you just,
there you go.
Yes.
You don't have sticks of RAM. You got sticks of ham. You know. I mean, it's just all. It all works out. It falls into place a little too well, but you know.
All righty. Well, that's called MyFitnessPal. You can find it on the iOS and Android app stores. Free, I think. Yeah.
Yes. Correct.
Yeah. Free. All righty. So, what have we been doing this week, Dave? What'd you think of that?
I think that all thoughts of me thinking that you're a robot might be valid.
And what would give you that idea? I mean, aside from this part about the clip and plugging people in to avoid choking.
Why don't you enjoy eating, Jane?
Well, I mean, I think that there's so many obese people in the world that we should have a solution for them so that they can just get what they need daily and you know, there's nothing extra. So eating becomes almost a pleasurable thing rather than a necessity, and then you don't eat too much.
Okay.
So that's what that was where I was going with it. And I mean, how many people choke per year and die? Ask yourself that question too.
Shane, I think it's a little irrational that you actually are afraid of how many people choke per year.
Well, I'm just pointing it out as a statistic and a reason for biomedical engineers to come up with some idea that allows you to plug yourself in and get energy for the entire day.
Like a Prius.
Or I guess so. I guess that would be the case then, eh? All right. Fair enough. Well, then, in that case, we're going to move on to episode 557, which was hosted by Colton and myself, which had a title that Reed was trying to get for a number of years on the podcast. So without further ado, here we go.
I think they look really freaking weird.
Really?
I do. At least the... Okay, come on. And I'm sorry to be the one to say this, but could they have not made the female, like, exhibiting so much of her wares in this photo? Is that really necessary?
No, it's not. And
I was just like, good. Put on some clothes, lady.
And this is what I've been saying for RuneScape stuff for quite some time.
Well, I don't think at least in-game... Oh, there's some stuff in-game that's bad, but this is like art... Like almost concept art for it, and it's like it's even more explicit in a at least in my view. It just and I'm not trying to be real prudish here because it's a game and whatever, and people can do whatever they want. But it just was it's in my face and it's on the login screen, and I've just seen it all week, and I'm just like, okay, this lady's.
You know, I didn't notice that until you mentioned it.
Where my mind went first. I'll be real honest, but yeah. Regardless.
I'm just wishing that, well, not wishing necessarily, but you remember there was, I'm not sure if people are aware of this, but there was a title that Reed wanted to use last year and he never got that his chance.
Something about look at those bazongas or something like that.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
That means we have to use that title this week, right? Because then I can tell Reed that I succeeded where he failed.
Oh, I'm actually in conversation with him right now, and I showed him the image, and he insisted that we have to do that.
That's great. I love it. It's up to you, dear leader.
All right. And
do both Reed and Colton call you dear leader?
That's right. And for anyone wondering, this was in reference to the Solomon Store Ancient Outfits, which came out the week of March 12th, 2016, update 557. So you can still go to the news post and see this right here. And I mean, he was right. It was on the login page. It was on the news postings, so it definitely was something that was there, and I think that was a good time to use that title, if I must say so myself. I don't think you've ever had anything rated that M, have you, for your podcast titles?
No.
No.
And it sounds like it took a good year and a half to get there.
Yep, that's right. Alrighty, so we're fast-forwarding once again to episode 560, recorded on April Fool's Day. Hosting on 560 was myself, Colt, and Dave, and Mr. Bistro. Release of God Wars Dungeon 2, foreshadowing a bit of the future there, having Dave and Mr. Bistro on, who would become two of our co-hosts in 2016. So this clip, while we were discussing the update, I caught the hiccups. I'm sure you remember this, so that's why you're laughing already. So let's just have a listen.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Note that down. Sorry about that, everyone. Yeah, I just finished eating not too long ago, so I don't have time to calm down, but...
calm down.
Thing gets rather excited. Stimulating.
Well, it's nothing compared to, I mean, after I have my bubbly water at night, so.
Bubbly water? Like tonic water? Or?
Yeah, 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 with a little bit of lemon-lime stuff in it. It's good.
Oh, okay. You're one of those kinds of people.
Yeah, and as I recall, you are too, Dave, except you're Zorge.
Yep, that's true. Can't confirm.
That was a relatively tame hiccup attack compared to some that I get sometimes.
Yes.
I mean, you guys have heard them before, but we did edit that out from the show. And, you know, those are a few of the things that do get edited out. And you'll be hearing some of those coming up in future episodes. So, God Wars Dungeon 2. Just take a moment and reflect on that. You said that was probably your update of the year, right?
Yeah, it's up there.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Well, we discussed that on 598, I believe, so you guys can have a listen to that in the archives. Jumping forward to episode 567 right now, episode 567 was the one in which Invention Tech Trees and the future of Rune Labs were discussed. It was Dave and myself hosting. Also with the tech trees, we got new invention devices. So this was a bit of the skilling component of invention. So, I'm sorry. We will do 567 in just a short while.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I skipped ahead from 560 watt. All right, well, let's just hold the presses there and jump right back to episode 561, entitled The Treasure Hunter Rift, hosted by myself and Dave on April 8th. We do have a couple clips from 561. First one being the actual voice audio that we got from Google Voice, the question from Schwa, and then the hilarious Google Voice transcription. So we'll start with the actual question.
Hey guys, it's Schwa here, a longtime listener, more than once calling. I was wondering, how do you guys feel about Blizzard shutting down the private server that was running a vanilla version of WoW on it? Just thought that there was some RuneScape parallels and wondering how you guys thought about Blizzard handling it. Anyway, go for it. See you later. Bye.
All right, are you ready to hear the Google Voice transcription of what Google Voice thought he said?
Oh, yes. I remember this one.
Schwab.
Hey, guys. It's Schwab here. Longtime listener, more than was calling. I was wondering... how do you guys feel about Blizzard shutting down the private server that was running down a little virgin olive oil on it? Just thought that there were some real estate parallels, and I was wondering how you guys thought about those.
Anyway, go for it, Taylor.
We're going to donate this voicemail just so they can translate it better. Yeah, so apparently there was a private server running with a panel of extra virgin olive oil powering it. And Schwa was looking for real estate parallels. So, you know, Google Voice transcription is not a perfect work, but it gets better over time. And these are always hilarious. And that is one benefit if you do a call-in through Google Voice to send us a question. We get the audio of what you say, but we also get a hilarious transcription telling us what it thinks you said. So if you want to send those questions in and have more of those, if you live in the U.S., the number is 571-57-BNB. Better translated to 571-572-2632.
Nice plug.
Thank you. Are you ready for 567 now, for real?
All right. Let's do it.
All right. So on episode 567, saw the release of Invention Tech Trees and expanding invention into the skilling. And something that did come with that update was the monkey mind control helmet. And we discussed some real-world parallels of that. So here we are. Also, yeah. In the goblin tree, there's the monkey mind control helmet, so you can be like Michael Jackson now.
Oh, God.
Because he had a pet monkey, right?
I think so, yeah.
Except rather than being a pet monkey that'll follow you around, we already have this, you turn that pet monkey into a butler for your POH.
Yes.
So you basically put this on the monkey in the invention guild, and then that serves as the butler in the POH. Did you ever pick one of these up, a monkey butler?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, neither did I. And, you know, I don't know why I found that so funny, but that was one of the core aspects of that update, it seemed, was the monkey butler, and just the fact that it was highlighting that, oh, we're subjugating a monkey. And on that note, that leads nicely into our next clip, pertaining to the monkey's examine info.
Oh boy.
In the mix, but yeah, oh, I mean that's another time.
The examine info on this. A system for subjugating subservient simians.
Oh gosh.
As if there wasn't enough with the POH, or not the POH, the monkey pets. Now we got the monkey butler that can be controlled. And previously you could disassemble monkeys.
Oh, God.
Someone at JX obviously has a fascination with monkeys.
One might think so, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yay. What do you think of JX's examine info on that?
Well placed, and clearly depicts my own thoughts on the entire situation.
And what are your own thoughts?
It's kind of awful.
Yeah, it is. I mean, anytime you're subjugating anything, that is pretty awful. Yeah.
It's like JX was so kind to all the monkeys and gorillas in this game, and just over the years they've brought them down several levels.
Yeah, and wasn't this around the time of Harambe too? Or in May,
oh God,
give or take?
Don't make that correlation.
Well, I mean, Harambe was subjugated, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Alrighty. Well, that was episode 567. Next is on episode 568, which was hosted by Dave and Reed and myself, where we were discussing the Kindred Spirits quest. And I believe this was in post show, or no, it wouldn't have been in post show, but it was in the show, where I made the claim that I was up on all the current trends, and they kind of corrected me, but they said I was kind of right as well. So let's just have a listen. Oh, lava lanterns. You guys remember lava lanterns? Or lava lamps from...
Yeah.
Yeah. Those used to be a common thing, right?
1970s.
Yeah.
1970s. Yeah.
Yeah, then they made a resurgence in the 90s.
Did they?
I think they did.
Well, you're not really up on trends, are you?
Oh, I think I am.
Really? You said Kesha was a reggae artist. I'm not even kidding.
Well, musical stuff aside.
I'd listen to her if she was. Just out of the pure curiosity of what that would sound like.
So, I obviously, Dave, you found that funny. But...
Come on, that's hilariously wrong.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. I'm not familiar with
it. You sounded so confident.
Well, based on what you were sampling, it was. And for anyone wondering where this comes from...
He played timber for him.
Oh, well...
Do you even know a reggae artist, Shane?
Whitney Houston?
I don't think that's right. I'll check on that. That's R&B, pop, soul, and gospel.
Oh.
So, no, but I will say that that is...
That's close.
A little closer.
Closer than Kesha. I don't want to say it's close, Kesha. But relatively yeah. Closer than your previous.
All right. So,
wow.
You think Kesha is a reggae artist?
No.
Okay, what would you class that as then?
Pop.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So anything modern then is pop, yes?
Kind of, yeah. Huh. Everything's kind of taken EDM poppy kind of flavor now.
Hmm. All right. Well, I do have a sample here of that sound, in case anyone's wondering what timber sounds like. I'll give you 10 seconds worth, since that's all I think we're legally allowed to play. Timber, sicker than an oil spill. She says she won't, but I bet she will. Timber, swing your body round and round. End of the night is going down. One more shot, another round. I don't like that. I don't like that.
Okay, yeah, that's definitely not reggae.
Well, I don't know. If that's pop, then I have no idea. But
I'll have to show you what reggae is later if you don't know yet. But right. Besides the fact that you don't know your own music, Lava Lamps, yeah, I got a couple.
So. Yeah, see, I told you they came back in the 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, on that note, we're going to...
I'll take the rare stance of backing up Shane on this one.
Well, there you go. There you go.
Yeah.
We're going to move on to something a little bit more serious. Episode 570. This was the episode where some of you guys might remember Dave and I had the great discussion on Reddit. And in particular, how Reddit pushed their own independent counter-narratives, and ultimately is king for censorship in some subreddits, and there's no accountability for moderators in other subreddits as well, as was evidenced by our RuneScape subreddit as well. So this is going to be a long clip, but I feel it's worthwhile putting in the show because this was one of the defining moments for this year on the podcast. It's about 15 minutes, but it's worth reliving that segment. So we'll be back after the break. All right. So I mentioned that things were going to potentially take a bit of a turn on this episode of RSBNB Update. Well, let me just say that this past week we produced a 1-minute short promotional video on the Prestige system, encouraging people to vote for it. I'll play that for you guys right now. If YouTube would load, here we go. The RuneScape 2017 survey is now live. Here's what Mod Osborne and Mod Kelby have to say about the Prestige system.
Another update, which is Prestige. So we've talked about Prestige in the past. Mm-hmm. We've kind of surveyed you a little bit on the idea of Prestiging. We're going to talk to you a bit more about it, but it could go into two different forks, the way I see it. One is that you could get to 99 and simply reset for a benefit. You could go back and restart your character in some way to gain an additional benefit and then level back up. Or perhaps you could offset and redirect the XP that you're getting in one skill and put it in something else. The idea of having a pet that you level up because you're siphoning all of your mining XP into it. Or maybe there's another character or something in your POH. We want to know how interested people are in Prestige, and there's also kind of questions in the
blog. Yeah, there's more stuff to delve deeper into that stuff.
Asking about Prestige and whether or not you've been interested.
We've been successful in getting the Prestige system added to the RuneScape 2017 survey, but our work is not over. We need you and your friends to vote for the Prestige system on questions 25, 26, 29, 34, and 35. Also, share this with your friends, and let's make the Prestige system a reality. All right, so that was the little promotional video that we put together for the Prestige system. And this went out on Tuesday, I want to say. So yesterday, Wednesday, we decided that, okay, so we are wanting to get this out to as many people as we could. So what we ultimately did is we shared this to Reddit. We posted it, Earth posted it on the RuneScape subreddit with a fairly innocuous and benign post in terms of Reddit postings as far as they go. I'll quote from that right now. Jagex took the new and groundbreaking step of unveiling 2017's updates at the Summer Summit. The Prestige system was a part of this year's Summer Summit. The Prestige system was also suggested on Rune Labs by some friends of mine. We love your support for it on the 2017 survey. Then we put a link to the 2017 survey. Then we continue on. The Prestige system can be brought into game in one of two forms. One, somehow reset a skill or a part of your account so that you can restart and train from the beginning again. This would allow those who are truly passionate about skills to continue training skills that they love without influencing anything else. Number two, siphon off experience that you're receiving and put it towards something else, a pet, a character, or something else in your POH. Right now, we don't know much else about this potential method of prestige, but the example given involved a pet that would enhance mining in some way once it's leveled up. Either method would allow those that truly love a skill in-game to continue training beyond level 99 with some meaningful rewards. Whether it's a pet, method 2, or simply regaining the experience and with incremental rewards along the way. Then we say Mod Osborne and Mod Kelpie describe the Prestige system in under 45 seconds with a link to the video that we just posted, and then we end calmly, thank you for your support. That's fairly simple, right? Fairly benign.
Yeah.
So, we posted this, and a number of hours later, the content was just removed. We got no messages on the post, no messages to Earth's inbox, and no explanation whatsoever about why it was removed. It clearly wasn't rule-breaking of any of the rules that they list on their sidebar. We weren't spam advertising a channel, even though they say, you know, don't spam advertise YouTube channels and only post YouTube videos of approved websites, but I'm sure you can go on there and you can see any number of YouTube videos on the RuneScape subreddit. And ultimately, the question has to be asked, why? Why was it removed? I mean, was it, an ad for something in a mod's eyes? Or maybe, they thought it was trolling, because that is one of their rules. I don't know. Or maybe they just disagreed, and they just removed the content from it. So, the point here is that this, we feel, was a simple post that should have been allowed to discuss a portion of the survey on what is probably, I don't know if it's the largest, but I imagine it would be close to the largest third-party RuneScape community out there, and it was just removed with no reason whatsoever. So I'd just like to say to all you listeners out there who use this subreddit, reconsider your priorities of where you're putting your community time in. Yeah, I don't think you want to be using somewhere sources like this that's like that. What was that, Dave?
Oh, yeah, just, you know, be careful on, you know, if you're getting your information about the game from the RS subreddit, you know, be wary, because if they're so willing to just remove stuff that they don't like, you know, or, you know, being choosy, and this goes back to one of our previous episodes on Facebook having a newsroom and sort of, you know, being biased with that. You know, if there's a mod that doesn't like a specific update and doesn't want somebody, you know, rally behind it, all they have to do is remove it, and it's, I don't know.
And that clearly happened right here.
And I'm pretty sure that happened right here. Yeah,
careful. It was under 50% upvoted. It was at zero, so it did get downvoted hilariously. So, and once again, this is a testament to that cesspool of a community out there, that the downvote button, they say in their, you know, Reddit or whatever the heck they want to call it, is not a disagree button. But it is clearly used as a disagree button.
Right.
So, And, I mean, you really need to be careful when you are using that source of community for your news about the RS community. So, I mean, I just want to say that it's – I am done with that community. We will not be going back there for anything. We will not be having anyone on the show who is associated with that community. We will not be driving any traffic to that community going forward. And there will be no links to it, nothing. It is going to be a no-go zone on this podcast, just as the, you know, FUD spreaders after the Evolution of Combat came out were.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a stance that we are taking here. And, I mean, I was hoping that I would be proven wrong with this.
Mm-hmm.
And lo and behold, I was proven right. So, I don't know.
It's unfortunate that, you know, it had to come to this. Again, a very benign post, especially with such a, I would think, hoped about or...
Discussing a part of the survey.
Yeah, talked about something that was very hyped up. Obviously, it's a big event, and I don't go on there often, obviously, but the times I am on there, the first page is pretty much nothing but, you know, live stream Q&As and, like, the current stuff going on. So you would think they would really sort of want to foster that community and discussion about what was going on. And in that case, it was, like, the heat of, you know, the event, really trying to get discussions. And I feel like there was a mod that said, I don't want this. It was already downvoted. I'm just going to remove it. And that's very
And, I mean, it just wasn't a clear case of just removing the content. It was shadow banned from the website, as in it didn't show up in my friend feed as though Earth posted it, and it didn't show up in my upvoted feed. The only way I was able to access it was with the original link that I had to it.
Yeah.
And
it's very unjust for
sure. Yeah, and I mean, I'd also like to point out that on the official RuneScape homepage, the first social icon they have is to that website.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know, and I mean, obviously Reddit is counted as a fan site, and maybe underneath Follow Us, we should have a link to all the other fan sites as well, like the RS Wiki, or RuneHQ, or Tippett, or Zybez, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
But, I don't know, I just say if you guys use that website, just stay away from it. It's not somewhere you want to be.
No, just in general, not even necessarily with RuneScape, but I mean, I've been on other different ones, and it's the danger, the risk you take with a community driven sort of, you know, any sort of message board, and you know, being from a standpoint of being a moderator, or, you know, someone of, you know, authority within an online community, that's pretty much the first rule. You know, if there's punishment to be doled out, there has to be some sort of reason presented to the person committing whatever act it is, and to, you know, within the moderator community. So you got both ends. You know, you have to be fair in what you do. You can't just whip out your band hammer whenever you disagree with something and have no explanation for it. And that holds true not just for online communities, but just law in general. And just that's how it goes. That's just how that's the, you know, etiquette, obviously. And you know, this is definitely no exception. So it's very unfortunate that this happened, but I mean, if people are going to act that way, then I strongly encourage you, and Shane also strongly encourages you to, you know, again, reevaluate where you're getting your community information and where you're investing your time, with such a volatile, community, especially with, you know, reporting news or just, you know, having a neutral, platform. So.
Yeah. And I mean, I knew something like this was ultimately, possible from that subreddit, because you go in there and everything is always, you know, focused around one specific narrative. And, you know, when you get a sufficiently large community in a website such as Reddit, you end up with an inevitable collective consciousness, let's just say, of what the people deem as accessible or acceptable and not acceptable for it. Mm-hmm. So there's that. And I think that is something at a larger issue. It's a larger issue that we need to take care of, because we're insulating ourselves from opinions that we don't like, and we're making them go away. And over time, you ultimately lose what the other side is hearing, And I don't think that that's a good thing, whether it be, you know, in the real world election or here on the RS subreddit. There should be no reason that post should have been removed. I mean, sure, you could say that it was perhaps they didn't like the fact there was a YouTube video on it, but like at the very least, say what it was about.
Mm-hmm.
And you would think that a community that is listed on the RuneScape homepage would want to have the game's best interests at heart. And that includes fostering discussion for the 2017 updates, which is what this is ultimately going to do. It's to have a discussion about one of the questions on the survey.
Absolutely. And we all know that JMods are active on that, you know, on that subreddit. And that's where they pull a lot of, you know, different opinions and where they gauge a lot of their feedback.
Well, maybe that's why the community is going to shit.
But that's the thing. And, you know, that could pose a potential threat, you know, obviously to any of these, you know, crooked, dare I say, moderators on the subreddit. You know, maybe they didn't want, you know, the discussion of, you know, possible, you know, they would know that JMods would be on there and, you know, be evaluating. And again, it all just comes down to somebody disagreed, I feel like. And, you know,
yeah,
you can
attack
me. Yeah,
the disagree button is not a downvote button. That's the way it should be, but it's not.
You can attack me as much as you want for assuming that this was just a disagreement and why it was removed. But until we are given any sort of formal reason from the person that deleted this, that's what we're going with. So if you didn't want that to happen, I mean, it could have easily been solved just by a simple explanation.
And if there's anyone out there listening to this, feel free to contact us. questions@rsbnb.com is a good email address. You can send us anything.
Yep.
I won't be back, but it would just be nice to know.
Right.
And I think that just in closing here, I do want to say that when I say the community is going bad, I don't necessarily mean, of course, the people who listen to this great podcast and the people who are part of the RSBNB community, ClanQuest. I think that just the general attitude of it has kind of shifted in a way that is kind of geared towards insular, self-serving attitudes mm-hmm. over what is best for the game, as we see with surveys and polls and everything that happens.
Yeah, it's definitely, and you know, I'm repeating myself, but it's a very volatile community, and I feel like it really is becoming dangerous in the fact that it's a bit of a toxic hive mind, and you see that in most subreddits, and you know, it holds true for any sort of online community that's visited on you know, very large scales, because you know it comes to the fact of yes, the disagree or the downvote button isn't disagree, but then people are, and this plagues all social media, everyone's just like hungry and everybody wants, you know, Reddit gold and stuff. So they want to appease everybody else. So it's this, again, this self-fulfilling prophecy, and that creates this hive mind, and everybody's sort of feeding off each other to get, you know, rep and get higher up and be, you know, become respected in a community. As with any sort of community, everyone wants to move up. So everybody has this, you know, again, this hive mind that sort of strays away from the neutrality of the discussion platform for the game. And again, that's very dangerous. So
and just
be aware.
Ultimately, I blame, you know, this kind of same hive mind for the player power polls that came out. Mm-hmm. And then inevitably Rune Labs, Legacy Mode. All this came out because the FUD, fear, uncertainty, and doubt that people were spreading about the evolution of combat wasn't effectively countered in these communities mm-hmm. because people didn't want to counter it.
Right.
And that's the story and the idea behind why Reddit is the largest cesspool on the internet next to 4chan.
Indeed.
And I would delete my account, but I'm not quite done there yet. I still need it for a few more months.
That's right.
All right. So what do you personally think of Reddit and the discussions that we had on that episode?
I agree. Reddit is really just not taking the right direction, and I think that's where we're starting to see the rise of a bunch of other social media outlets. such as Gab, even though it's a completely different type in this year. And I think that's really important. Freedom of speech is the thing that the internet is like known for, and it needs to stay that way.
Yeah, I completely agree with you there. And I mean, we were given zero recourse for this. We were not told why it was removed. We weren't, you know, handed a message, either of us. There was nothing, no comment on it. It was just removed. And I mean, I guess, you know, it's not supposed to be this way, but it certainly seems that the downvote button is the disagree button on Reddit. Yeah. So, I mean, I've completely pared back to only 2 or 3 subreddits. I don't know about you, but...
Yeah, I never was on Reddit a whole lot, and there's only been a couple things I ever followed, and it doesn't seem like anything would be hidden from the ones that I'm on, so...
Yeah, and see, that's the thing.
But I can completely relate, because when I used to try and put stuff onto the RuneScape Reddit, I was... extremely disappointed.
Yeah, and I mean, this is the RuneScape quote unquote fan site that's more of a community that is listed on the front page of the website. And I mean, when something can get posted that is clearly a community submission, something that got put in the 2017 content survey by Jagex, had the clear endorsement of Jagex, but when it's put on Reddit, gets removed, that's when you have a problem. And you know, that's why I have said that we're not going to be utilizing that as a source of content anymore on the podcast. So
yeah, the amount of hoops you have to jump through to do anything RuneScape related on Reddit is ridiculous and frankly disgusting.
Completely agree with you there. All right, so episode 572 is up next. This was titled "It's Time for a New Watch." It was hosted by Dave and myself, and let's just say this is the episode where my old digital watch from the 1990s finally bit the dust. For those of you guys listening here, you might be wondering why I sound perplexed. And Dave, I just said we were going to restart because the timer wasn't started. And you know what happened? I think it's time for a new watch. I pressed my button to start the timer, and I got a bunch of gibberish displaying on my watch screen.
Oh, my.
All right. Well, let's hope that there's no editing notes for this week, because otherwise we'll be flying by the seat of the pants, and I guess...
Oh, man.
I guess maybe that's why this 15-year-old little digital watch is time to be retired.
I think it's, you know what time it is, Shane? It's time to get a new watch is what it is. And that's when this actually applies.
I thought you were going to say it's high noon.
Oh, that too. I mean, either one. Oh my gosh. That's hilarious.
And since that day, I use the stopwatch app on iOS to time our podcast recordings. So
you haven't got a new watch yet?
No, I haven't.
Got to be very careful. Make sure you get one that lasts another 15 years.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah. Don't get an Apple one then.
Oh, we'll see about that. We'll see about that. But that might actually be a thing. We'll just have to wait and see. I'm doing some research into that, but looks interesting. But, you know, there was this continued on into episode 573, in which Dave joined Colton and myself. I thought I had revived the watch, but it was indeed truly dead.
I am good to go.
All right, in 3, 2, 1. Oh, fuck, the watch died again.
I thought it was time for a new watch last show, Shane.
It evidently is. And see, I don't want one of those hideous Apple Watches or Android things, you know?
Oh, slandering Apple. How dare you, Shane?
Fuck, the watch died again.
I don't know. I think the Apple Watch is kind
of... already have a title.
...kind of hideous. I don't know about you guys.
I will not be buying one ever.
Would you rather a circular interface?
No, the Android stuff is even more hideous.
Oh, I haven't seen the Android stuff, so I guess I can't speak upon it.
That was interesting what that turned into, wasn't it?
Yeah, you slandering the name of Android.
Well, I mean, the OS really doesn't look that great. And
no, make your own OS.
I have time for that. But
it's open source. There's something out there.
I don't know about that. But, I mean, I have warmed up to the other options out there. So, like I said, we'll wait and see. That was my last-ditch effort. I changed the battery on it. It worked for a while, and then it actually quit again. So I assume there was some internal problem with it. But it was truly dead after that.
Did you try turning it off and turning it back on again?
That was removing the battery and putting a new one in, yes. So, yes, I did.
Okay.
I did. And also on episode 573, in addition to the Cabbage Quest, we were recording this on June 23rd. That was the day, as we were recording this, when Brexit happened. Got the news live when we were recording this.
Oh, wow.
Your native currency, and I think there's only a few that it's the euro and the US dollar, and I think there might be one other.
You're going to want to add the Great British Pound to that eventually.
Right, exactly.
some breaking news for people who, won't be breaking by the time you hear it, but yeah, as we're recording this, the UK has voted to leave the EU.
Mm-hmm.
That was really a shocker because we sat down to record this podcast. It looked like the Remain side was going to win. And then right when we're at tech news, there's other stuff that's coming in and UK is leaving the European Union. So that was interesting to be a part of something like that exactly as we were recording. So
That's pretty crazy. It also goes to show that, you know, like after over a decade of recording the show, like how many things are just kind of recorded in history.
Yeah. I think we had some other ones. I think we had a death of someone too. I'm not sure who it was, but it was on there at some point. There was no one related close to us, of course. I think it was some star. It might have been Michael Jackson or someone like that.
Of course.
Yeah. I was never a fan of Michael Jackson, by the way. But anyways, we're going to move on to episode 575. It's titled Idle Adventures Beyond. It's hosted by Dave, Tyler, and myself. And seeing as it was at the start of the month, I told everyone to go check their oysters. Oops. Like to skip your puzzles, gave me 1 million GP by getting 3 puzzle skip tokens from the oysters. So just a reminder to everybody out there to do your monthly oyster. It's that time of the month. And then aside from that, I got 95 dungeoneering by way of sinkholes. You know, apparently that's something that that Dave and Tyler found funny and told me to put that in the clip show. But I always use that as a way of, quantifying things. So, I don't know.
I've never heard that term of expression before.
Yeah, exactly. So when it's time, you say it's that time of the month to go check your oyster, right?
I think it's what you're saying that leads up to it that makes it bad. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know what an oyster could be a symbol for. I mean, if you don't know, perhaps it's not even that common, right? Because I'm not fully up on all those things, but some people are. Perhaps we should have asked.
Shane, we know.
We should have asked Tyler about that. Yeah, and there was another one. There was another one on this episode referring to July's free Solomon store item. I'll just play the clip to save the discussion. And then for the free item this month, members can pick up the windswept queef hairstyle. Yeah, it looks pretty funny though, doesn't it?
Yep, and it does.
Yeah, I might pick this up and use it.
Jesus Christ. That'll be fun to see, Shane.
Oh, baby.
Oh, right. I remember now. Uh-huh. I remember now.
Yes?
I remember now when you're laughing. All right. These are available until Friday, July 29th. There's another one of those examples.
What was JKX thinking?
Well, it's Q-U-I-F, F.
It doesn't matter to me. matter to anyone
else
playing the game either.
I've always called that a queef as a hairstyle, right? But they started laughing on Skype and they told me what it was. And then I said, oh, I see. But,
yeah.
So that was July's free solo on store item. I have not put that hairstyle on.
That's good.
Yeah. And, after this, there was another discussion with, Earth/Reed about this. And, you know, I've talked about the hairstyle in the store before when it came out, and he just let it go because he was the co-host at the time. So he let me believe for the past 2 years prior to this clip that it was indeed a hairstyle. So, anyways,
I can just imagine the ramifications to that.
Oh,
I'm not going to elaborate. Just
continue. Please do. It's the clip show. You have an explicit tag, so you can do whatever you want.
Oh, please don't tell me you've been going around and asking people if that's what that kind of hairstyle looks like.
I don't know what you're talking about, but perhaps we should just leave it right here, unless.
I think that's good. I think that's good.
Leave it to people's imaginations, yes?
We don't need to linger.
All right. Episode 576, A Descent into Insanity. If you didn't think episode 575 was A Descent to Insanity, because that would have been edited out from the previous show. So episode 576 features a clip where I was tired and I was unable to wing it, or so we all thought. So here we go. I honestly have not had this many problems doing a podcast in a long time. I'm normally good at winging things out as they go, but maybe it's the fact I did that last night also that was a problem.
I'm like, are you okay, Shane?
Yeah.
You're starting to scare me a little.
Wigging out.
Yeah, apparently I was trying to wig things out. I don't know what that means, but I meant to wing things. So you were on that episode, too. Do you remember what the context of that was?
I don't know. I think you were having problems throughout, like, that entire, like, before, during, and after the show.
Hence why we called it A Descent into Insanity. So.
I think I remember. Everyone was pronouncing, like, everything wrong.
That's right. That's right.
Like the whole episode.
And it was also the Chinese episode. Jags being acquired by the Chinese, being confirmed. So that might have been something to do with it as well. But and we also on that episode had another problem with the Xbox.
What?
I'm just having a technical malfunction here.
Xbox, Shane, you completely interrupted, like,
yes,
a really important part of Tyler's life.
I thought I was muting myself. I thought I had a working mute button, but apparently not. So not only did the Xbox have another issue with turning itself on, I interrupted Tyler, and I found out that I don't have a mute button that stops sending sound to you guys. It only stops sending sound to the recording tracks. So
we were talking about almost dying, right?
I think so. That's right. I remember that now. That was in the questions, right?
I think so.
Yeah, let's see. Yes, it was from Colton. Lastly, describe the most recent time when you feared for your life, and how long did the panic last?
Talk about just perfect timing.
Ay, ay, ay. Well, I can say that as the year is ramping up, we're definitely heading into more insanity for the rest of this podcast. So, you know, I'm going to just move on to episode 581 right now. And I told the story about how feet were washing up in the Pacific Northwest because items washed up on the Ark. So let's just have a listen to that right now. I guess that's fine. And with regards to bones, I mean, yeah, any time a body is dumped in the water, it will decompose and the bones will wash up. Potentially body parts will also wash up as well. Here on the West Coast, in the Puget Sound and the Vancouver Island area, in the, you know, mid-2000s from like 08 to 2012, there was like, I think, 13 feet to wash up on beaches in that region, and no one ever found out why they were, why they did that.
That's a very interesting story.
Yeah, it is. And I mean, I was just reminded of this because it said bones, right? So, I mean, it's not unheard of to find weird things in the ocean. So it is entirely within the realm of possibility for JAX to put some bones and some fruit on the Uncharted Isles. So I just wanted to offer this for a bit of context, and that someone is potentially dropping bodies in the Pacific off the West Coast. So,
yeah. All right.
Yeah. All right. Back on track. Sorry about that, everyone, if that was a little too macabre for you. But shark tooth necklaces now give an additional 5% fishing XP while fishing wobble gongs. Were you aware of that story about the feet washing up?
Yeah, but only recently. I didn't hear it from the show. Sounds like they have a Dexter on their hands.
Yeah, it could very well be it. So, I mean, that was a story that I told, and I don't know. I think it spurred some future discussion, so that was good. But also on five... Oh, I'm sorry.
So that's still... Not to keep dragging it on, but it sounds like that's still a continuing thing.
Yeah, it was. It happened again last year. And, I mean, the working theory is that it's people who drown. Because it's not people who are falling into the ocean close by and drowning. It's people who fall off a boat. Maybe people who fall off a container ship or something like that. Because for the amount of decomposition for that to happen, it needs to happen over a long period of time. And, I mean, they just sever on their own automatically. So, and there was a podcast linked in the subsequent episode by Colton where he actually had some sources that went through the science on this. So that was kind of interesting as well. So I guess you can listen to 582 for that link. That was episode 581 with me and Sirion. But also on 581, I had a massive, massive allergy attack.
Oh, God.
I don't know why I'm sneezing like this. I gotta go fix my nose. I'll be right back. All right, so we're gonna move on to questions right now. We just got one this week from Tycho. So Sirion, you want to give that a read for us?
I'll try, but I can't. Probably...
Fuck again. Sorry.
Was that the last one?
Yes, I hope so.
All right. I'll start with that again then.
Please.
Or do you want to like start?
No, just with... read it. And then, also on that episode, I forgot to remove one of the sneezes, and it actually made it into the show. So there was a bit of an editing malfunction, and here's how that sounded.
So, I guess what we're talking about here is last year in event it was possible to...
I'm sorry.
I can't control my nose. Take three!
I guess this is one for your clip show, isn't it?
Yes.
All right. Where do I start again? Just with the explanation of the question?
Yeah.
All right.
So what do you think of that? Yeah, it's pretty extreme. And, you know, it did end up being that that last one was actually left in the podcast because I messed up on editing. I did the split so I could pull it out for the clip show, but I forgot to actually remove it from the final mixdown.
You know, there is probably no one in the world that I have met that makes sneezes and coughs like you do, Shane. You scared the living crap out of me.
Yeah, I did that last week with a cough, right?
Yeah, you did.
But I'm okay, and it is something you get used to over time, especially in real life, if you know me. So, all right, we're heading on to episode 583, hosted by Sirion and myself right now. September 2016, the title of the show was Spontaneous Combustion, and I think we all know where we're going with this one.
Oh, God.
All right. I'm just going to play the clip since I'm already laughing.
Just play it.
All right. So on to tech news we go. I'm already starting to struggle holding in my laughter here because... Oh my gosh. When has this ever happened? All right.
Is this my fault?
Why would it be your fault? No. I'm not laughing because of what you said. I'm laughing because of who this is and how massive this is going to be and that nothing like this has ever happened before. The Samsung Galaxy Note 7, the flagship smartphone from Samsung that was released this past month in August, has been recalled worldwide.
You're quite sadistic to enjoy this much, you know that, right?
due to exploding batteries. And it's not because I wish harm on anyone. It's just because for so long, Samsung produces these smartphones that look like they're plastic chew toys for infants, that they look like they're so cheap and everything like that. But then eventually they put together a phone, a flagship phone that looks good, has a good feature set, and is solid, and then it spontaneously combusts.
It is quite funny. It's like I'm reading the comments on the article that's linked, and I'm really enjoying myself. I mean, just reading one. I'll keep using mine. We'll probably bury it in the garden overnight just to be safe. To which then a response is, if you bury it near a fault, you create a disastrous earthquake like in the movie San Andreas.
All right.
It's like Russian roulette, but with phablets.
Russian roulette, but with phablets. I forgot about that part.
You guys really struggled to get through that.
it was just too hilarious to not. And
oh man, you know, that's probably got to be, honestly, one of the most notable. And yes, it was dangerous, but probably one of the things that stood out the most this year is the Galaxy Note 7 debacle.
I mean, it was a flagship phone from Samsung, the largest electronics manufacturer market share-wise, next to Apple. Samsung's, I think, still number one. And they have no phone for 16-17 now.
Yeah, they do.
Well, the G7, but that's not the flagship, right?
The S7 is the flagship. The Note 7, it's the secondary.
Oh, really? Okay, I thought it was the other way around.
No, it goes S7, then Note 7, then S7 Edge.
All right. Well, then, at least they will still continue to make some money for the rest of the year.
Yeah, I got a Note 7, and I love it. But... Yeah, really? I'm glad I dodged
you got
that
a Note 7.
No.
You said you got a Note 7 and you love it.
Oh, I have an S7 and I love it.
Okay, fair enough. I thought you might be a fire hazard.
No, if I had a Note 7, I wouldn't be here.
That's true. That's true. It did set off a Jeep fire, and that was the first one. And then they recalled it subsequent times, and then the replacements caught fire.
I remember hearing things about them being able to melt through planes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course they did. It melted through a floor of a 737. And like that's not a testament to how hot it is, but planes are built with very thin aluminum bodies to reduce weight. So that's why I'm able to melt through that. It's not because it was that hot. It's just because it was in that position, and it was hot enough to melt through aluminum, which is a fairly malleable metal. Or alloy, rather. So, all right, I don't think we're going to top that, so we're just going to move on to episode 586 right now. 586 was entitled Courage because, well, not because Apple removed the headphone jack. No, no, no. That was because JX had courage with some of their updates they were doing this year. So that's why we titled it that. But in the post show, Sirion was having some massive troubles with his update to macOS Sierra.
So I upgraded to Sierra and it broke my developer tools.
Ah.
So I can't use Git anymore.
What?
For fuck's sake.
What? Your Git broke?
So every time. Oh, for God's sake.
I'm
going to just reinstall Git. For fuck's sake. I'm just going to. Cannot be installed as a binary package and must be built from source. To continue, you must install Xcode from the App Store. I hate Xcode. It's the fucking worst.
And see, that's not a problem for me because I already have Xcode installed from...
I have Xcode installed.
Really?
Yes, I do. What the fuck? It's gone. Why is it gone? Again.
That's the kind of stuff that happens in post-show with Sirion.
No.
He's quite all right most of the time. But
no, I can see how that would be frustrating.
Yeah, where does Xcode go? Like, it shouldn't just disappear, right? So
you're just in a world for hurt if you use an Apple product.
Well, no, not all the time. It normally works quite well. I didn't have any problems upgrading. I'm not sure where his went, but so that was a little incident that we had in post show of episode 586. All right, episode 587, back to Samsung once again. As you can tell, in the last quarter of the year, Samsung was a huge influence on the podcast, so let's just have a listen. This time involved washing machines.
Oh God!
I got probably too much joy out of the story about exploding smartphones from Samsung, but it also turns out that Samsung also makes exploding washing machines. Samsung has confirmed that some of its top-loading washers may experience abnormal vibrations. Samsung could soon be forced to recall another product that explodes while in use, the South Korean company said Wednesday. It is in talks with the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission over claims that some of the company's top-loading washing machines vibrate so vigorously that they shake themselves apart and throw plastic and metal pieces into the air.
My God, it's so funny. I don't know why it's funny. It's just... it's probably just a coincidence.
Samsung said the models affected were manufactured between 2011 and 2015, but did not specify the models.
Well,
and then this is the funniest part of the article. This is the second time this year Samsung products have been accused of exploding.
Well,
okay. New Jersey, three customers, alleges the washing machines have a faulty part that lets the spinning tub unfasten during the spin cycle, tearing the machine apart from the inside and hurling plastic and metal bits. The suit claims Samsung has known about the issue for years but chose to ignore it. CNN reported one Texas woman in the suit said her washing machine burst with such ferocity that it penetrated the interior wall of her garage.
I want to see YouTube videos of this now. That sounds hilarious. A washing machine that rips itself apart from the inside.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is obviously not tech news, but it's kind of a follow-up to our previous Samsung debacle. And, we were looking for a new washing machine a number of years ago, and there's all, you know, all the good brands and everything of people who have made these things for decades and whatnot. But you have other brands who started off as electronics companies, namely Samsung and LG, and then, oh, this is happening with Samsung. Ah, that's why we don't buy appliances from people who make electronics. But
good call.
Yeah, I just thought you guys might get a kick out of that. What's funnier, the washing machine or the phone?
I just love how they meticulously explained how they explode for people.
Well, yeah, I mean, anytime you get enough centrifugal force there, and if your material is not anchored right or reinforced, it's going to tear itself apart. And washing machines spin really, really fast. Really fast. So, I mean, it doesn't make sense. I mean, it makes sense as to why it would do that. And you got to remember that for something to penetrate an interior wall, that basically means, you know, one slab of drywall, maybe some wiring or stuff in there, not normally insulation, then another slab of drywall on the other side. That's a lot of force to penetrate a wall like that. So, Sirion is right. We definitely should have seen some videos on that. Alrighty, our next clip comes from episode 589, which was entitled Completing and Polishing the Arc. This is, of course, now when you're a co-host of the show, when Dalton was on with us, and and this was another example of us talking about Reddit.
Also, back when you had the rant section, you guys weren't really afraid to.
That was fun, wasn't
it? What was up? Yeah, that
was fun.
That was fun.
We could go to the Reddit shithole and pick some of that stuff up these days, I'm sure. And in case you're wondering, the last big rant we had on this podcast was back in the summer, the rant towards the RuneScape subreddit. So I invite everyone to go back and listen to that. That's probably my proudest moment of the year so far on the show.
And now you don't have to.
Because it's in this show. It's all right there in one convenient package. And, you know, I always feel the need to clarify this whenever I focus my sights in on an organization or a company is that, you know, it's not about you guys who are out there using the company or using the community involved. It's about the administration all the time that are what the core problem is. So, it's probably a long ways away to hope that something like that could change, but it is what it is at this point. And that's why we had our previous discussion that we inserted into this year's clip show. Mm. So
it's not personal. It's just business.
Exactly. Okie dokie, on to episode 590 right now. Episode 590 was with you and myself as hosts. It was called Smithing Mining Hares, and, well, I think the title speaks about what you were concerned about and noticed about. Could we fit this 10 minutes of mining and smithing talk into 140 characters somehow?
Probably. Well, like, why was Maud Osborne's shirt so undone? That was the most uncomfortable part of the whole thing. I couldn't watch it. And every time they would show Maud Osborne, I'd be like, what are you doing?
Well, it's in HD as well.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you can really see it in the close-ups to him. Like, for example, at 10 minutes in. You know, that really didn't catch my eye, but I wasn't watching it full screen at the time. So
I was watching it on my TV. So
And how large is your TV?
It's 55 inch.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. I got to see all the individual hairs on that chest.
All right. Well, that's not the way I envisioned the mining and smithing rework talk ending here, but thank you. Still feel that way?
Yeah, I'm scarred for life, and I used to like Mod Osborne, and now I just, I don't know. I'm an empty shell.
I still think Mod Osborne is pretty great if he's out there listening to this. Yeah, he's great. He is.
If I had his address, I'd send him some turtlenecks.
Oh, okay. Some Steve Jobs type turtlenecks?
Yeah.
All right, that's a good idea. I think that's a good Christmas gift.
He could use a RuneScape jumper.
I'm sure he could get one of those for free if he wanted.
Yeah.
All right. Episode 594, Bounty Hunter Returns, and I had some trouble in the pre-show quantifying what RSBNB update is, the right adjective to use. All righty. Let us begin this. Did you call our podcast magical?
What?
Would you call RSBNB update magical?
I don't think I ever said that.
No. I mean, do you think it's magical?
Do I think it's magical? I'm not gay, Shane.
Where does that come from?
It's so magical. I look forward to it every week.
I think we might have...
That and the sun coming up.
Well, everyone ought to look forward to the sun coming up, right? That's the thing that we need to tell all those people protesting the election results is that the sun will still come up tomorrow, and you have 4 years to make a positive impact and choose a better candidate. And if you want to abolish the Electoral College,
how did you spin this into a political thing?
Because that was the most common thing that I kept hearing from people is that the sun will come up tomorrow. Don't worry about it. When they were talking to all the protesters.
Oh. Okay.
Hey, you should know by now that I can spin anything into anything. Like, we could be talking about RS and we could be talking about Star Trek at the next minute. Or we could be talking about Twitter and we could be talking about, you know, something magical, right?
Yeah. So I wouldn't use magical. I would probably say it's...
And here's the point where you get to finish that sentence. What would you use? What adjective to describe RSBNB?
Don't put me on the spot. Entertaining.
All right. There you go.
Informative. Two words.
There you go. So that of course, was in the pre-show for episode 594. Those are the kinds of things we talk about. I normally have a little bit of an introduction to get everyone going, and that's what it was that week. So any further comments on that one?
I don't think so.
All righty. Well, we're just going to head on to episode 595, in which Colton and I were making predictions for Children, or rather, Sliske's Endgame, not Children of Maw. I'd say Sliske is on the table. I think everyone is on the table to die in that quest, potentially, except for Zaros. I think Zamorak's still on the table to potentially die here. Yeah. Mm.
He could.
Except Zaros and Brassica Prime.
As we said in pre-show, the reality of Gilenor and RuneScape itself would collapse and implode if Brassica were to cease to exist. So he has to remain.
And, you know, there's so much disgust at RuneFest through, you know, winks from Mod Osborne and people about what Brassica Prime is involved in and all that. So he's definitely on the list of surviving forever, right? So that's definitely there. And I don't preclude him from winning the whole thing either, right? And now we know, of course, the true answer to who won the Sliske's Endgame, but we won't reveal that on the clip show. That was a topic for last week's episode 599, just because we want to try and keep spoilers to a minimum for that quest.
Thanks.
But We really enjoy our Brassica Prime postulating when it comes down to it. So
yeah. My biggest regret this year is not hearing as much cabbage.
Yeah, well, I mean, we had the entire episode dedicated to it, the Great Brassican Hypothesis. Draz came on the show to explain that. So, I mean, you could go back and get that if you want, or you could contact Wiley, for example, and get him to send in more cabbage questions in the new year. So, anyways, episode 596, the last episode that we have clips for. We're coming to an end here, and, well, there is some interesting things that we can talk about on this episode, and this is a long clip, and I think you found this clip very therapeutic, so I'll just play it right now.
Well, I got my max cape back, and I don't have 120s yet. And I have now taken on the stance, and I think I did this when I got my max cape the first time, of just take my time and enjoy getting the 120. And I'm still doing that. For
what if you were to do it in a self-sufficient way, like an Iron Man?
Yeah, I am actually kind of doing it more that way. For fishing, for example.
I mean, you don't need an Iron Man to do that. You can do it on your own. You just got to have the discipline.
Well, yeah. But for fishing and invention, you know, I'm going and getting my own energies. You know, I'm making adamant claws myself.
Oh, good. Where do you get like the bars?
Where do I get the ores?
The ores or the bars?
I get the ores from using my adamant rocks. I got just tons of divine locations for those, so.
Okay, I guess that makes sense.
I do that, and, you know, it's not a whole lot of those per day, but I don't have to make that many, you know, rotomatics. So,
I'm glad you didn't say aviancies.
But yeah, it's kind of a little bit more relaxing. I spend a lot more time talking to people than when I was skilling, and much more willing to go and do things. I do definitely do more PVM.
I feel like this is a counseling session where you're telling me how your life has changed for the better.
Well, it has changed for the better. no more pressure again. It's great. But I'd say that I struggle a little bit more to stick to something and do something.
You're fitting right into the words there, you know?
Yeah. like, after I got my max cape, I'm already, like, going around, and for some reason I decided I'm just going to go pickpocket elves for, like, an hour, and I go do that. And I don't know why. Like, I'm not getting that much benefit out of it besides XP.
GP.
But I just did it for an hour.
Lots of GP coming from that, I bet.
It's fine. If I really wanted GP, there's a lot better ways to do it. But I just
PVM,
decided
right?
to go do that. Yeah.
All right.
I don't know. So it's much, much more sporadic for me. And I think it's just always that way. And I've come to enjoy that play style.
You're heading off to the retirement home to enjoy life. Enjoy the post-max RuneScape life. Did you enjoy your counseling session?
I did.
And
I did, yeah.
And to be clear, we didn't exactly plan it for it to sound like that. That's just the way it came out at the end. And I think we really did touch on something that a lot of people don't realize, is that skilling can be very peaceful like that, right?
Yeah. I learned things about myself.
Exactly.
And I learned why I like the game.
There you go.
RuneScape is the game where you just can sit and grind things. And if you want to, you can talk to people or hang out with some people and go do some bossing. It's got a little bit of everything that you want. And
yeah, it's great.
There's not many games out there that do that.
It's like its own.
I'm not going to turn this into a
ecosystem.
Counseling session 2.0, so I'm going to stop there.
All right, fair enough. And there was one final clip on episode 576, us making the determination that, well, Skilly needs a bit of work and can go by a certain slogan. So, in effect, what you want is level cap expansion increases for RuneScape.
Yeah. So, I think that would be something that's enticing if once a year they had, like, everything went up
too soon.
By five.
Too soon.
Or
too soon. Once a year, too soon.
Once a year, too soon?
Yeah.
Every couple of years?
Yeah, that would be fun.
But, yeah, but that would give them time to focus on one thing, get it right, work on another thing, and, you know, have a plan to make these intermingle better. So when they all come out into the game, there's not a reason that you're just training one thing and then that's it. You know, it will work with all these other things on your way up to that next cap. And it will really kind of bring things together better. If I was working at Jagex, I wish this was kind of the way skills went to begin with. And I know that's a little bit of a World of Warcraft kind of sounding way of leveling, but I think it would have really helped bring those skills together. Because right now, for instance, Dungeoneering, it's standalone. It goes to 120. You know, invention, it really reaches into things, but that's because they forced it to. If you could imagine that skill having been going to level like 99 and then going to 120 with everything else with those incremental stuff, you could just see new updates coming to fishing. Something's there for invention too. You know, you can just mix those together. It's just great. That's what I would want to see if things were going to 120.
Would you call this plan making skilling great again?
Making skilling great again. Yeah. We're going to build a incremental level increase biannually.
I don't think you got the inflection right or building anything about skilling there, but the project name is good, I think. So
yeah, the project name is good.
Yeah,
and I stand by it. I think that's how things should go.
Yeah, and
I know it's not the most popular idea, but
and you see, well, this, I think, even though it might not be an idea that's shared by everyone, it kind of signifies where things need to go in 2017 and show that, okay, we have invention, but it didn't really live up to what it was promised, right? So there's so much we could put into the other skills that are invention-esque kind of updates, except for those skills. And as we talked about last week or 2 weeks ago, the silver jewelry, great start. So with that being said, there's lots of good options for 2017, and I think Jagex has hit the nail on the head. And I think everyone in that discussion that we had, from you, myself, to Parnassius for sending that in, have some great ideas of how things are going to work that year, or how they could work, and ways that we can, at the end of the day, make skilling great again. So I think we definitely hit the nail on the head. But that brings us to the end of the clips for 2016. I think perhaps the one that jumps out the most is the exploding Samsung phones. I think that's what I'm going to go with. So hopefully you guys have enjoyed that and relived some of the great moments of RSBNB update in 2016. There's only one matter left to do before we end, and that is, of course, doing our picks of the year. So would you like to go first for pick of the year?
Sure.
All right.
I thought that in episode 566, your pick of Discord was, I think, really important and goes to show how far things have come from TeamSpeak. Skype, Discord is just a really well-rounded program that I think could be used for so many things and is being used for so many things, and it just exploded out of the gate. And it has to be one of my favorite things to use that has come out of 2016. It's just a very well-rounded tool.
Yeah.
And
For anyone who's unaware, Discord is basically a Skype and TeamSpeak combined together for gamers and the gaming community. You just need one Discord account. You can join any number of Discord servers. RSBNB has one. You can find our Discord address at the bottom of the RSBNB forums if you want to join it. But it has changed the way we play games.
And that being said, it's free.
Yes.
Like, and it's free.
But that's kind of concerning to me at this point in the game. I mean, we're beyond the whole, you know, new startup thing. But how are these companies making money aside from investing? That's my number one concern going forward for Discord and a lot of others. And I think, they could either charge a user fee or they could charge a server fee. But given the fact they've had so much success with having it free so far, I don't think they could do that and get away with it. So
I think that they could go down the premium service route that Spotify has used.
Oh, well, that would work. But, you just got to keep in mind, like, who's going to pay for it, right? So
I'm sure that if they went a premium route and they added features and added better stuff for mobile, it would be a premium product.
That's true. Discordapp.com, that was a pick of the week. And like I said, it's transformed the way we play gaming from using Skype. We used to use Mumble because that was free open source. And it, believe it or not, had a better codec than TeamSpeak did. Lots of people didn't believe that, but it was true. So there's TeamSpeak fanboyism. Like, people would just utterly insist on TeamSpeak for no reason. And I think we are having a good success at converting people over to Discord. And there's so much about Discord. You see who's online right away and you can see what they're doing. It's not something where you need to go through a Skype list and add people to a Skype call to get going for gaming. So it works really well for that.
Yeah, it works. It works really well. It's super easy to use. It has like almost no learning curve. And if you relate it to things like TeamSpeak, it's just so much better.
Yep, easier to use settings, and it's free. I know of server places that do charge upwards of $150 a year for a 30-person TeamSpeak server.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
And Discord also has great text chat, so I think that's a good pick of the year for you. And anything else on Discord?
No. How about your pick?
Well, mine comes from episode 568. It was picked by Earth or Raid, and it's a game, that we all play extensively. I don't know if you've played it or you plan on looking at getting it, but it's Overwatch. It's by Blizzard. It's Blizzard's FPS shooter. For us, Overwatch effectively killed TF2. You can pick it up at playoverwatch.com. They'll probably have some sales over the Christmas break for Overwatch to pick it up if you want. But it's basically a shooter game. There's King of the Hill modes, payload attack defend modes as well, where you have to push a cart. And there's numerous characters, so many of them now, various classes of character too. So if you want to play support or offense, you can do that if you don't like tanks or the other way around. So it's a game for everyone, and there's characters that require very little knowledge of the game to get going, and there are characters that are really intricate for people who really want to push their experience to the top end. So that's why I am choosing Overwatch as pick of the year from episode 568. Plus, it's also got a great competitive system behind it where you can, you know, treat it as a true competitive FPS game. So
yeah, the fact that it is as popular as it is, even still today, half a year later, is commendable.
And that's only going to increase.
Mm-hmm. But I don't know. You expect a quality out of Blizzard. Exactly. They may not be the best company out there. They can do some pretty shady and dumb stuff. But Overwatch is really great. StarCraft is really great. You know, they make good games.
And see, that's why we like Overwatch so much, is because they have done StarCraft, they've done Heroes of the Storm. And with those two games, you need a lot of balance put into them to ensure that, you know, certain things aren't too overpowered. Because StarCraft, once upon a time, and to a lesser extent now, it still is, but was played very competitively on the esports level in South Korea. And because of that, Blizzard has become known for producing a balanced game that isn't really too tipped towards one class or another. And that's what you get when you play Overwatch, is that for the most part, all characters are balanced to mesh and intermingle nicely with each other.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what makes Overwatch great. So that's at playoverwatch.com, and that's my pick of the year. I don't believe there's anything else. That effectively sums up RSBNB update for 2016. As we move into 2017, I will say that next week we do have a special in the works, providing everything falls into place. It should, but that's going to be a special that I'm really excited about, and I think everybody will enjoy. That'll come out around the 6th of January. And then, following that, we're going to be on to the new year of 2017. But just before we go, I'll just once again say thank you to the co-hosts of RSBNB Update for 2016, Colton, Dave, Sirion, and of course yourself, Mr. Bistro. Thank you guys for making this possible. And we'll see you in 2017 for a new batch of RSBNB Updates.
Have a good new year.